I'd like to officially welcome everyone to our Platinum Health Products Wednesday Product Education Conference Call. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about different health subjects and products. So we are a company that believes in education. We believe that knowledge is power, and what Dave and I like to do is just share information so you can make your own decisions and we about your health and well-being. So we make this call available on our replay lines. We encourage everyone to share it with friends and family if you find the information interesting. And so if you grab a pen, I'll give you the replay line number, and this call will be available starting tomorrow by dialing 212-461-8911. Also tomorrow, we will put this call up on the website where you can access it at phporder.com under education, and then you can go to conference calls, and there'll be a link where you can listen to it online or you can download it for your iPod or burn a CD with it. And also, if we have your email address on file, we will email the call, the link to the call out to anyone, and then that makes it really easy for you to forward it to any friend or family member that you think might benefit from the information. So try to make it as easy as possible for you to share the knowledge that Dave and I try to provide each and every Wednesday night for you. So my name is Amy. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we're lucky to have with us David Sandoval, who is the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Products, and he has probably about 20 years experience or more in this natural products industry. And so he just brings a wealth of knowledge that we're really lucky that we get to tap into each and every Wednesday night. So thanks, Dave, so much for being on the line with us tonight.
Absolutely. And I have to acknowledge that you also have around 14 years experience. And between us, I think my math says that's close to 34 years. So I think that we both have a lot to offer. I know you've worked at a health food store and been intimately involved in the inner workings of this company for so many years. So definitely, as we go through the products, I'm sure that everyone is going to be impressed by the range of benefits that you might get simply from dietary change, lifestyle change, and the fact that you could take control of your life and sort of be the master of your own destiny is something that's really important to Amy and I. We want to give you independence. We want to give you freedom. And the independence and freedom that we want to give you is an independence and a freedom from the troubles that a lot of people experience, those maladies, the aches and pains, the headaches, the body aches, and in the long run, something that might be far more serious, like breast cancer, like prostate cancer. And so that having been said, we have put together, I think, a pretty decent schedule of information to share with you. We call it our Prostate Facts and Action Plan. And it's like a battle plan. It is, in fact, a prostate action battle plan. But we are, I think, pretty much ready to go. If there's no other announcements, let's go ahead and jump right into this information, Amy.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if everyone knows, but this week leading up to Father's Day every year is Men's Health Week. And so in honor or in recognition of Men's Health Week, that's why we decided to have our topic of discussion tonight be prostate health. So if you are a male over 50 years or older and you have not educated yourself about the health of your prostate and its potential impact on your life, it is very important that you take steps to educate yourself now. If you're married to a male 50 years or older and he hasn't, you need to push him to do that. And so we're going to talk about understanding the dangers tonight. We're going to talk about medical options, and we're going to talk about an action plan that we have put together to help protect yourself from this potentially life-threatening condition. And so we've also put together some interesting facts. So, Dave, did you want to start out with some of the interesting facts that we found?
We hope they're interesting. We definitely found them interesting. Right now, more than 200,000 men every single year are diagnosed with an enlarged prostate gland. Now, that's like 2% of the men in America every year. That's huge. Clearly, after 20 years, that adds up. So there's a lot of men who have this risk and don't even know it.
Absolutely. And this is kind of crazy. 1.5 billion, not million, billion with a B, dollars were spent on radical prostatectomies in the year 2004. That's a lot of radical prostatectomies of $1.5 billion.
And here's the thing. We now know, and Amy and I have done research, and it's proven that they do not know when it's really proper to do the radical prostatectomy. Many times they're recommended and executed unnecessarily. In fact, one of the facts that I heard on the radio just the other day is that the most common surgery that is not required that they discovered was a prostatectomy.
And I think it used to be a hysterectomy, so isn't it funny how now it's changed to the male organs instead of the female?
It sounds like you're taking some silent secret pleasure in that.
No, but
seriously, women were literally butchered and abused for years to the benefit of doctors, and I'm not afraid to say so. And now it appears as though men have replaced that we are now the gullible ones. And just as a woman's sexuality oftentimes disappeared after a hysterectomy, the one thing that men, you know, fear the most is erectile dysfunction, the lack of or the loss of your ability to have sex. And that is truly, when you have a radical prostatectomy, that is, unfortunately, a guaranteed side effect.
Yes, this is not good, but 2 out of 10, so 20% of enlarged prostates are detected too late and usually become cancerous. So 20% is a big number, and so that's what we are hoping to do is educate people and where the detection is out there, the prevention is out there to bring that number down.
Yes, I had the joy of having my prostate examined. And the only good news about that was that the doctor told me that I had the prostate of a 26-year-old. And that is really important to note because really I don't want to have this problem. And I know that my dietary and lifestyle choices are going to make me a zero factor. Prostate cancer will be a zero factor in my life. And I'm sure of that because of the lifestyle and the diet that I've chosen.
Absolutely, and then I hope you don't mind me sharing a little bit of your family or personal history, but Dave has a brother that's 6 years older that's been battling an enlarged prostate for as many years as I've known him, so probably mm-hmm. maybe 10 years,
yep.
Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely,
and we
have different lifestyle choices.
Exactly. So with him being 6 years older, so he was battling this, you know, before Dave is the age he is now, and so that just goes to show with the exact same genetic composition, that's where perhaps the lifestyle, or that's what seems to point out the lifestyle differences, you know, how they can make such a difference in the way your body responds.
Absolutely, and you know, you've got choices, you know, when you want to deal with, you know, your prostate. You know, there's a lot of different ways to approach, you know, prostate health, but prostate cancer, but there's really one way to approach life, and that's in a preventative fashion, don't you think?
Absolutely, and so we encourage, you know, early detection. That's the same with breast cancer. That's the same with prostate cancer. You know, really with any cancer, the earlier or any problem, the earlier that you can catch it, the more options you have to solve it. And so with early detection, enlarged prostate can be addressed very effectively through dietary changes and things like that, and where it does not become cancerous and it does not become problematic and dramatically change your lifestyle.
Now, am I just crazy or... you know, here's the way I see it, Amos, is that the people out there, when we start to explain some of the truth about prostate cancer, you're going to ask yourself what Amy and I ask, which is why isn't every single man over 50, and I think, Amy, you asked this question right at the top, if you're over 50 and you have not taken a prostate cancer defense in your life, in your lifestyle, in your food, then you are setting yourself up because no man... no single person is immune from this. This isn't like other things. This isn't like lung cancer that's just going to affect you if you smoke cigarettes. It's not like heart disease. It's only going to affect you if you're fat. It's not like, you know, Amy, you know what I mean? It's not like that.
Exactly. This seems to be inherent to aging, and we're all going to age.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that all men have to be about.
You and I are going to age too?
Unfortunately, yes.
Let's just age a lot slower than everybody else.
Well, exactly. That is the goal, and that's what we're trying to teach all about.
Okay.
So I think most of us know, but why don't you tell us, Dave, exactly what is the prostate?
Well, the prostate gland is about the size of a walnut, and it's basically muscles. It's like a bunch of muscles that come together, in fact. It's almost like a root system, if you could imagine a root system of a tree.
Interesting.
And it's all a bunch of connective tissue and glandular tissue, and it surrounds the tube that comes out of the bladder. And we call that the urethra. And the urethra is how you pee. And so your urethra is also how semen it's how you pee, but it is through the same system that urine is emitted that we emit sperm. And the sperm is contributed, contributed to by the prostate. And it is the contribution of the prostate that allows sperm to actually swim toward, you know, the eggs in order to germinate them. And only men have a prostate gland. So once again, the purpose of the prostate is contribute to semen production. And the prostate actually interjects the energy that causes sperm to swim forward and to seek out, the eggs. And so it really is very, very important, but its purpose is almost completely attributable to reproduction and procreation. So, why is it that you – I apologize. I think I got off track.
Oh, well, I think the next question was, why should men be concerned with their prostate?
And this is the part that I think that people got to really, really pay attention to. Half of all men will experience BPH or benign prostatic hyperplasia. Prostatic hyperplasia is another word for
enlarged prostate in layman's terms.
Now, this is me and Amy were just like, you know, when I told Amy this fact before the show, you looked almost like you didn't believe me, remember?
Right.
And the thing is that every year a man lives, his risk for prostate cancer increases 1%. And I guess it doesn't take a mathematical genius to figure out, Amy said, well, that means that 80% of men who are alive are going to suffer from this problem. That's a pretty big number.
That's a humongous number, humongous number. So we need to be concerned with as women, the men in our lives, and as men, be concerned with yourself at an earlier age, you know, with the preventative steps. So, you know, you can be in that 20%, not the 80%, when you're 80 years old.
Exactly.
So why don't you tell us, what are the symptoms of an enlarged prostate?
Well, I think everybody knows the classic symptom, which is frequent urination. That's the very first sign. It's, you know, they always talk about men waking up in the middle of the night. You know, you also have reduced flow because as the prostate swells, it squeezes down on that tube. And when it squeezes that tube, when you urinate, it's going to be a weak stream, and then you'll feel like you're done, and then it'll actually dribble. Or you can't seem to stop the stream once it starts because your muscle control in that area actually is gone.
Exactly, exactly. When we talk about it, it's funny. I know a couple people that have this problem, and they have to stop. They're worse than a girl, you know, have to stop every, you know, 30, 45 minutes when they're on the road. They don't like to travel because they have to stop to go to the bathroom so many times. And, so it can definitely lead to lifestyle changes or negative lifestyle changes, I could say.
Exactly.
So what tests should a man have, and when should you start the testing?
Well, I personally believe that only two tests are traditionally used that make a difference, and they're questionable. But I think that because nothing else currently exists, Amy, you have to go through them anyway.
Exactly.
There's the PSAT, and that's nothing but a protein-specific antigen test. What they do there is they take a blood plasma test, and they try to detect an increase enzyme that's produced by the prostate in the blood. And if there is an increase in the amount of that antigen, then they assume that you have an enlarged prostate. Now, the digital, the DRA, or the DRE, is nothing more than the doctor using his finger to physically feel the area. He puts his finger next to it, rubs around, and sees how large it is. And that's probably the most reliable test, because you could physically see whether or not it has begun to enlarge. And so that's probably far more reliable than a PSAT, and it's clearly, it's clearly less expensive. Now, there's a new test called the EPCA, or the Early Prostate Cancer Antigen, that had claimed to be more accurate and was capable of detecting cancer up to 5 years earlier. But unfortunately, it could only be done if you take a piece of the tissue from the prostate, and in doing so, you risk a lot of different things, like damaging the prostate and actually triggering cancer. One later study showed that taking the biopsy is just as likely. It doubles your risk of having the cancer.
Wow.
Because by taking by taking the biopsy, you could trigger cancer.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
Well, how serious if is this? I mean, can someone die from prostate problems, or is it just an inconvenience having to urinate more frequently or stop when you're on road trips?
Well, here's the thing. The 20,000 men each year who are diagnosed with terminal prostate cancer, even with the best treatment, they don't live any more than 5 years.
Wow.
And that's the high end.
Right.
And
so this is major.
Once it hits you, it is seriously fatal, Amy Lynn. And it doesn't have to be that way. That's why it's so important, for people to learn these natural remedies, because if what they have to offer, Amy, if that's the best they could do, then there's a problem,
Right, right. Well, why don't we talk about, what are the medical options? Because, of course, when you're dealing with something this serious, you definitely need to be in contact with your medical professional. And again, I want to mention that Dave and I are certainly not doctors. We are certainly not giving any type of medical advice. We're giving, we're just providing education for you to talk with your healthcare practitioner to make the informed decision for yourself. Basically, so I just want to remind everybody of that. But why don't you tell us, Dave, from your research, what are some of the traditional medical options?
Well, in most cases, the doctors actually recommend the radical prostatectomy. And,
wow.
The radical prostatectomy is, in advanced cases, people who actually have cancer. And this involves surgically removing the entire prostate. And that eliminates the cancer 100% for sure. It also is permanent loss of any sexual, sexual activity. Now, when possible, the doctors try to use a nerve sparing prostatectomy, which leave the bundles of nerves that allow erections to continue functioning. But there's no guarantee. They just try. One alternative is cryosurgery with extreme cold freezing is used to kill the cancer cells. It's quick. It's painless. And about half of all men eventually recover potency with the use of drugs. The other 50% experience permanent loss of their sexual abilities. With early detection, men have opted with hormone therapy, which lowers the production of testosterone, and that just simply slows the progression of the disease, but it takes away all sexual desire. And so while you can use it, you just don't want to. And did that sound bad? That's the truth.
Good way to put it, I guess.
And radio, Now I'm embarrassed. Radiologists tend to recommend radiation, obviously, because that's what they were taught to do. But this is like the next to last resort. Radiation should be like the penultimate thing. What I think is a possibility that is showing option, that is showing some promise, and I'm not thrilled with it, but to me it shows the most promise, is what's called brachytherapy. It's the least damaging. In this process, itsy bitsy tiny radioactive seeds are planted into the prostate, and they release the radiation to a very tiny and specific area. There's no pain.
I think it is painful.
I'm sorry. What I meant to say is it is painful, and it actually has it leads to not being able to control your flow, so incontinence. It also leads to erectile dysfunction. But the thing is, it doesn't kill you, like, externally. It doesn't kill all of the cells in your body the way that some other radiation, does. Like, external beam radiation is an X-ray blast of radiation that does not require surgery, but destroys other immune function, causes diarrhea, etc. So chemotherapy uses anti-cancer drugs that kill the cancer cells that take a huge toll on your body, as we know. So the worst thing you could do, in my opinion, is chemotherapy. Probably the second worst thing that you could do is radiology. The third worst thing that you could do, in the worst case, is the brachytherapy. What I would say your main, and of course the radical prostatectomy, is there's no choice in that point. When they say you're either going to die or have it removed, you just simply have to have it removed. So there's no choice there. What I would like to recommend is that you live a lifestyle that is, not going to cause you to have to make the next choice. Because, Amy, isn't it pretty hard to figure out, well, geez, which one of these options is right for me?
Yeah, exactly. It's difficult, and it seems like you're choosing from a list of not very good choices, but it's really important that you get several opinions from different specialists. Make sure that you get the facts about everything, all the treatment modalities that they're offering, and consider the risks, and then make the decision that's right for you, or perhaps you and your spouse, or you and your partner, and, talk about it, and don't make quick, rash decisions. And many times, and I'm sure your doctor or practitioner will, tell you this, that many times the best decision is to wait it out. Since prostate cancer is known to grow very, very slowly in 90% of the cases. So sometimes it's like we know we have a problem. Let's try addressing it nutritionally. Let's try some of these non-invasive techniques, and let's see what happens. Let's check it out, in a set period of time.
I couldn't agree anymore. I think it is one of the most naturally treatable conditions that affect a large percentage of the population. I think if we could teach people, the tools to use, that we could make a tremendous difference in this.
Exactly. So, is there a, quote, natural cure for an enlarged prostate, or perhaps prostate cancer?
Well, I believe, again, I'll reiterate that enlarged prostate is one of the most treatable conditions, and the reason why is because there are foods that we could, lifestyle changes that could make a dramatic difference. The Chinese say that prevention is cure, and the best cure is always prevention, right?
Exactly.
Well, scientists show that there's several ways to decrease your risk for prostate cancer, and one study showed that having an active sexual life, having sex 7 times a week reduced the risk of prostate cancer 33%. Now, I just did a little math here, and I figured out that if you had sex 21 times a week, then that could reduce cancer risk entirely.
I don't think it works like that.
Mathematically extrapolating the facts, Amy.
Going to the website, downloading this battle plan, and giving it to their wives.
I'm simply trying to save the world from prostate cancer. Now,
right.
Studies in Europe show that diets rich in essential fats and zinc and copper and magnesium seem to reduce risk factors. And we're going to show you what foods contain those compounds. Now, if you, however, have been diagnosed with BHP, and Amy could tell you what that stands for.
It was benign prostatic hyperplasia.
Very good. So if you've been diagnosed with BHP, you may want to consider a more aggressive thing, and that's what me and Amy call our battle plan. So that's what I believe most people should do right off the bat.
Absolutely, and you can use the battle plan as a preventative measure as well. Don't you think, Dave?
Absolutely, definitely. Some of the most, I think the most important thing is definitely to try to prolong your life.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, you've got to remember that, you know, that is the goal, is to live longer, enjoy your life, spend time with your family and friends. And so you have to consider options, you know, like the chemo and like the radiation. But those can actually destroy your body's immunity, and 80% of people who undergo these will die in 5 years on average after following these treatments. So many practitioners recommend the watchful waiting or deferred therapy approach while making radical changes to the diet and exercise regimen. And much of what we're going to talk about in just a moment with our kind of nutritional supplement protocol was learned from Dr. Bernard Jensen, who is the father of iridology. And he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and he refused surgery, and he lived many, many years after that. And so before he died, Dave was friends with him, and we went to his home and spent time with him, and he gave us his master formula for what he did to overcome his prostate problem. And so that's what we're definitely want to share with everyone tonight, because he is a living example of, you know, kind of rejecting the traditional medical approaches and taking that wait-and-see attitude, not just do nothing, but being very proactive, like we said, with nutritional supplementation, diet, and exercise.
Exactly. Now, here's the crazy part is that if you look at the medications that are used for colon cancer, the side effects are just, like, intense. I mean, we're talking neurological disorders. We're talking loss of bladder function. We're talking about developing just horribly painful bladder stones. These are the drugs that are used. These are the side effects of the drugs that are used. So, I mean, if we could recommend alternatives to those drugs, if we could share with you this brilliant knowledge that was shared with Amy and I by Dr. Bernard Jensen, who is the father of iridology, and every time I called it iridology, he would get so mad at me. He said, "I study your eyes. It's iridology."
Oh, excuse me. I probably said it wrong.
Oh, did you? I didn't notice. But he had a really amazing program, and at some point, I want to talk about Larry and tell him. So is now a good time, or should we talk about that?
Yeah, well, why don't we talk about a personal success story that we know? Why don't you tell him about him? I think that would be great.
Well, we have a friend, Amy and I, a young lady works for us or worked for us at one point, and this gentleman worked for us at one point, and he was diagnosed with a very aggressive growing prostate. In fact, by the time he had it tested, his prostate was already like at 7, and that's really, really late detection. His PSA detected, again, the size of his prostate had grown significantly. He was already experiencing a lot of symptoms, and so they turned him over to a doctor, and the doctor, you know, of course, recommended some pretty radical stuff, and he said, "Well, I'd rather not do the radical stuff. I'd rather do, you know, the low dose radiation and just try to survive that." Well, he went with the low dose radiation. At the same time, We put him on a regimen of our products, which I think he was sort of lukewarm about.
Yeah, I don't think he was really too gung-ho about it.
a regimen of our products. He put his trust basically in the doctors, and he had the treatments. Well, this is several years ago. Well, about 6 months ago, he came back to work, and he wasn't looking so good. And we asked him, you know, what was up, and he says, well, he says, the doctors don't give me very long. My PSA is now at 9. Remember, it was 7 before he had the treatments, and now it's back at 9. Well, he basically was writing his will, and we told him, well, we want you to take it seriously this time. We will give you the products, but go on the prostate cancer battle plan. Well, to make a long story short, 90 days later, 3 months later, his PSA was at 0.9.
Wow.
That's from 9 to 0.9, when danger zone is when it gets to be 2.5 to 3. So he was well below the danger zone, had the prostate of a 20-year-old, a 30-year-old, after having been in the highest risk factor. And that's pretty amazing stuff.
That is absolutely amazing stuff. And, wow, was his family sure pleased, because they were afraid that they were going to lose him. And
it's not that hard, is it, Amy? I mean, this isn't like really like crazy radical stuff.
No, it's not. It's not. So why don't we talk about the plan that Dr. Jensen put together and used and followed, and then we'll talk about the other things that we've added in our, you know, research and things like that. So the first thing that Dr. Jensen recommends is at least 20 grams of cracked cell chlorella per day. Now, that is available either in tablets or powder. So, Dave, do you want to talk a little bit about chlorella?
Well, chlorella is one of the most amazing foods. You could read about it in a little shameless self-promotion in my new book, The Green Food Bible. And chlorella is the fastest replicating single cell on Earth. And because cancer is a rapidly replicating cell, and it is a rapidly replicating cell that is mutated. Well, chlorella is the most rapidly replicating cell in nature, and it never, ever develops mutations. And so chlorella has a ribonucleic acid, which is RNA, similar to a human's DNA. And that ribonucleic acid is called the chlorella growth factor. And it actually has the ability to control the growth of cells and to regulate the growth of cells. And so clearly, since cancer is an irregular cellular growth, a spasmodic, mutation, that this is a food that offers great promise in helping your body to control those spasmodic mutations that we know as cancer. And so cracked cell chlorella will release, cracking the cells of the chlorella will release this ribonucleic acid in the form of a fat-soluble nutrient into your body, and in doing so, make it bioavailable for your body to use as needed. And apparently, with this level of intake, 20 grams is not that much. It has a phenomenal impact on your body. And so, again, this isn't medical advice, and these are not medical claims. This is a food. It's a food that contains a natural phytochemical, and that natural phytochemical, if you believe that form follows function, we should be able to take this food form and induce a function within our body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, he also recommended, because we don't only want to talk about nutritional supplements, we want to talk about, you know, foods and lifestyle changes as well. He recommended fresh goat's milk. Now, why would he recommend goat's milk over cow's milk?
Oh, it's awesome. It's because goat's milk actually produces a highly bioavailable form of colostrum and immunoglobulin and lactoferrin through its entire lifetime. It isn't just for a few hours at the beginning of cow's life. And that's really amazing. But more importantly, the whey portion of goat's milk, the proteins in goat's milk, are a far different molecular weight and structure than cow's milk. And they actually dramatically impact, you know, inflammation within the body. And so you're getting these tremendous immune-boosting factors and this really awesome lightweight protein. And so goat's milk And it doesn't have to be fresh, but it does need to be raw, and you can get raw goat's milk, and it should be not homogenized. That means non-pasteurized, non-homogenized. And this means it's have globs of fat in it. Don't worry about that.
It's not bad. It's not rotten.
No, shake it up. Mix the fat in a little bit. Just taste the globs if you want to. I do. It is phenomenal for you. Way better than anything else. And, you know, go for several glasses a day. We're talking, you know, 3 10-ounce glasses or 4 8-ounce glasses every single day.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, also, carrot juice and wheatgrass juice were part of Dr. Jensen's protocol. And so what we recommend is if you do not have access to fresh squeezed carrot juice, that the Carrot Juice Plus is a wonderful alternative, and the organic Kamut blend is a great way to get the wheatgrass into your diet. And so we recommend having a shake or a drink 4 times daily with the Carrot Juice Plus, the organic Kamut blend, and also, this is our own addition, but mixing in the rice bran solubles.
Yeah, Amy and I put a twist on Dr. Jensen's, protocols, because it's really important that you get tocopherols and mixed tocopherols, and we believe that the rice bran solubles, tocotrienols, are nature's highest and richest source of those vitamin E equivalents. And so we think that by mixing that into your carrot and wheatgrass juice, it makes it more convenient and guarantees you sort of the intake. But the fresh carrot and wheatgrass juice, we're talking 3 to 4 times a day, is going to make a huge impact. And one of the reasons why, Amy, is because when your body's fighting cancer, it is actually sloughing off and getting rid of mutated cells. And if those mutated cells continue to stay in the environment and pollute the environment, it dramatically reduces your immune system. So part of healing is detoxification. And the wheatgrass juice is going to do that. And the carotenoid content of grasses and carrots is also going to be very important to help with that cell membrane and the integrity of cell membranes. So really, really cool to get the carrot and the wheatgrass juice 4 times a day.
Absolutely. Now, how much? I know the recommended serving on the carrot is a tablespoon, and there's a scoop that comes in the Carrot Juice Plus. The wheatgrass or the organic Kamut blend, it's 2 teaspoons. Is that enough, or should we?
No.
No.
Yeah, no.
What would be the recommendation per each shake?
Okay, I want to go with 2 tablespoons of rice bran solubles, 2 tablespoons of greens, and 1 tablespoon of the carrot juice.
2 tablespoons of greens.
Correct, because remember, this is not a preventative. This is for someone who's actually got the problem. If you're just preventative, then we're cool with doing this with the, you know,
with the label copy.
With the label copy. But if this is a battle plan for you, if you're fighting it the way Bernard Jensen was fighting it, that's what we're telling you. This is the aggressive, you know, fighting for your life plan.
So we have 2 tablespoons rice bran solubles, 2 tablespoons of the organic Kamut blend, and how much of the carrot?
1 tablespoon.
1 tablespoon of the carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thanks for clarifying that. Also, Dr. Jensen recommended cordyceps to support the adrenals, as well as white American ginseng. And so we have a product that we put together called Be Energetic that we put together just for that reason, to help support the adrenal glands. So do you want to give a little bit of insight about cordyceps and the ginseng?
Well, what happens is anytime the body is under stress, it's subject to disease, and disease itself is a form of stress, right? So what the doctor wanted to do was, he knew that when your body's overstressed, your adrenal glands get burnt out. And when your adrenal glands get burned out, they are the glands that provide the extra boost of energy to your immune system when it needs it. And so what Dr. Bernard Jensen did is he realized that no matter what else he was doing nutritionally, until he supported his adrenal glands, until he cleared up their energy and allowed them to function again, then they were not going to work. I mean, no healing method was going to work because the adrenal support necessary to take it over the top, the adrenal support necessary to actually give it its impetus, would have been lost. And so, so that is basically the purpose of the cordyceps and the white American ginseng. But Amy and I in our research found that high desert bee pollen also offers excellent adrenal support. So in our formula, we actually included all three.
And as well as Hawaiian spirulina.
Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, the Hawaiian spirulina is excellent at raising interleukin and gamma interferon in the body that help the body battle cancer as well.
So on the Bee Energetic, how many capsules a day would you recommend, or would you suggest, I should say, someone that's really all out fighting prostate problems?
That would be double the label copy.
Double the label copy.
Mm-hmm.
We have the White American Ginseng liquid extract that we talked about last week is another option to get the White American Ginseng into your diet. So you've got the Bee Energetic as an option to have the ginseng and the cordyceps mixed together. And if you want to supplement a little additional ginseng, you can always use the White American Ginseng liquid extract.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Well, there's some other things that within your research, within our research, that we wanted to point out that Dr. Jensen perhaps maybe didn't use, or maybe the research wasn't out at the time when he was going through this 30 years ago. But one of those things was the Styrian pumpkin. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the pumpkin seeds?
Yeah, pumpkin seeds are awesome because they contain specific fats called sterols, and these sterols are actually phytoestrogenic, and they and these phytoestrogenic sterols cause your body to create hormones that actually help shrink the prostate. And zinc has been the traditional cure for enlarged prostate for centuries.
Right.
And so because pumpkin seeds contain both phytosterols, phyto meaning plant sterols, and zinc, this is the number one recommended treatment in all of Europe for prostate cancer, for enlarged prostate, is nothing more than pumpkin seeds.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Amy Lynn, can I interrupt you for one
second?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Do you remember when Dr. Bernard Jensen drew the star, remember the five-pointed star, and he said, in order to fight prostate cancer, you need to accomplish these five things. Well, you know that I saved that for years, and I committed it to memory. Could I share it with you? I bet you – do you remember that happening while we were there?
Vaguely.
Well,
but, yeah,
I
please
remember,
share it. That'd be great.
He said the first thing you need is detoxification. And the detoxification, clearly, you know, we are going to get when you have things like chlorella, which is a chelator of heavy metals, and wheatgrass and carrot juice. You know, these are great for detoxification. The next thing you said you need to do is have immune support. And the immune support clearly comes from the fresh goat's milk, the white American ginseng, you know, and also, obviously, carrot juice, you know, and wheatgrass juice are all, you know, helpful to the immune system. He said you have to have adrenal support, and the adrenal support comes from the cordyceps, the mushroom, and the bee pollen and the ginseng. The energy comes from, obviously, from the wheatgrass and from the ginseng and from the bee pollen. And then to alkalize, and the alkalizing comes from the diet that we recommend. That is going to include carrots and wheatgrass and goat's milk, which are very alkalizing because of the mineral content. And so I just wanted, this was his magic formula, was to adrenal support, immune support, detoxification, alkaline, and to increase the energy within the body. And I think that all of these foods that we are recommending and the ones that you are recommending are going to do that, plus just a little bit more.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's awesome,
I know I digressed a little bit, but it just kept going through my head, the memory of him making that star, and I actually sat here and drew it out and tried to, you know, sort of recreate what he taught us while we were up there, and it was sort of, I felt compelled to share it.
No, awesome. I'm glad you did. Well, there are some other herbs that are kind of like superstars. There's been a lot of research in the last several years about nettle, about pygium, and about saw palmetto. So do you want to give a little insight on the three of those?
Well, the number one recommended drug to reduce prostate swelling or enlargement is finasteride. And when you combine nettle or pygium along with saw palmetto, the combination seems to have actually equal effect or a superior effect to the drug. And the reason I say superior is because it doesn't have any side effects. So it does the same job without the side effects, and I think that you certainly could relate to that.
Absolutely.
That's our goal.
Absolutely. So what we have done at Platinum Health Products is we have put together a formula that we call Men's Defense. And Men's Defense is a combination of pumpkin, it's a combination of the nettle, it's a combination of the pygium, the saw palmetto, as well as a couple other additional very synergistic and well-researched ingredients having to do with battling prostate problems. So,
absolutely. In fact, just to give a quick synopsis, you know, the saw palmetto is an herb that's been shown to protect against prostate cancer by inhibiting the effect of the hormone on the prostate, and it's extremely effective as an antiandrogen. The pygium is an evergreen tree that's found in the higher elevations of Central and Southern Africa, and it has a long history. And the powdered bark was used for years as relief for bladder and urinary disorders, and Europeans found that it has an active component that's very effective against prostate swelling. And nettle has an astringent action, which helps draw blood tissue together and control bleeding, and that is important to stop the swelling of the prostate as well. Nettle has been used for years for women who have heavy menstruation or for people who are prone to nosebleeds. And we've also included lycopene. Now, a lot of people are learning that this specific carotenoid has been shown to reduce the risk of developing esophageal, colon, but most importantly, cancer. And a lot of times people, people know that they could get that from tomatoes, but tomatoes are acidic, and a lot of people don't eat a lot of tomato in their diet. We've also included red clover, which is an herb that's so rich in isoflavones, it is far superior to using soy. It's been historically used by people in the Orient as a general immune enhancer, but mostly it's a muscle relaxer and an expectorant, and it really helps relieve the symptoms of an enlarged prostate. Now, the isoflavones from red clover have been studied in their effectiveness for treating some forms of cancer, and it may, in fact, inhibit prostate cancer as well. And finally, the pumpkin seed that we spoke so much about, cultures have used it for years, and they're rich in those phytosterols and zinc, and the combination of all of these ingredients is really, really effective, because we didn't just put dash of this or a little bit of that. We put significant portions and therapeutic amounts into the product, and I think that that's something that Amy and I always seek to do. We never do label copy. We always do functional. We never put an ingredient that doesn't have a function, and every one of these ingredients has a specific function that will truly help your body to have its best defense, and that's why we call it Men's Defense against the condition known as BPH.
And Men's Defense can be taken as a preventative earlier in a man's life. It can also be taken in the battle against, enlarged prostate or prostate cancer. So it can be used, across the board there. Again, I want to remind everybody that we are not medical doctors and we're not giving medical advice. We're just relaying information for you to make informed decisions about your own health or the health of your family. But another item that there's a lot of research behind is flax seeds. We talk about flax seeds a lot. We have a product called Flax Advantage, and we typically recommend taking a half a cup of the whole flax seeds, grinding them down, which equals a couple of tablespoons, and mixing that either into a shake or a smoothie. You can bake it in muffins. You can put it on hot cereal. You can sprinkle it over salads. There's many ways to consume the flax seeds. But, Dave, do you want to tell us a little bit about what the flax seeds have in it that can be specific for battling prostate?
Well, they have the gamma linoleic acid, which is the omega-3 fatty acid, which is also phytoestrogenic in properties. It's not only good for helping women to balance hormones, it's also good for helping men to balance hormones as well. And then there's always, of course, on the outside husk, help me, Amy.
The lignan,
thank you. There's always the lignan, and the lignan is something that is really effective at helping stop tumors. And part of prostate cancer is tumor growth. And so the lignan is really famous for helping reduce breast tumors, the recurrence of breast tumors. Once a breast tumor has been detected and surgically removed, outer part of flax seeds, the lignan, is actually a phenomenal natural alternative to tamoxifen. Well, I am going to say that while there has been some recommendations, I've seen flaxseed recommended for prostate before, nobody could really say why. And so I'm going to venture to guess that the reason why flax seeds are going to be helpful to the prostate is because of the essential fats, which is clear, but also because of the lignan. And while it may not be the most important part of our battle plan, we believe that it was worthy of being mentioned, and it is so inexpensive and holds so many other amazing benefits for the heart and for the nerve tissue and for the reduction of other, you know, neurological and similar type of diseases, that we felt it was definitely safe to add to our list of recommended foods. And certainly, I believe, should be used by someone who's concerned with this condition.
Absolutely. Vitamin C has gotten much acclaim for helping in the battle against any kind of cancers or immune problems, but also specifically for prostate. So our C from nature would be an excellent addition to your diet, and we are suggesting twice the label recommendation on the C from nature if you're in an all-out, you know, battle with prostate problems right now.
Exactly, and remember that just the label copies of these products are fine for the preventative action, and the only thing that we're talking about is basically the aggressive treatment. That's when we increase the amounts and to maybe double, you know, the label copy.
Absolutely. And then one of our favorite products that we talk about all the time, we talked about our most favorite product early on with the organic Kamut blend, but kind of the second on our list as far as superfoods or power foods goes is our cherry concentrate. And so we recommend that the cherry and perhaps mixed with the aloe, because the aloe, there's been studies that says it helps keep the antioxidants, keep the nutrients in the bloodstream much longer, and for you to, that you can absorb the nutrients much greater with the addition of the aloe. So an aloe and cherry cocktail prior to bedtime is something that we definitely recommend for anyone, you know, with this condition.
Absolutely. And you know, the reason why I really recommend the tart cherry for this, and why Amy and I feel so strongly about this, is because tart cherry contains ellagic acid and parallel alcohol. And ellagic acid and parallel alcohol have been shown at the Hauling Cancer Research Institute to be effective against every known type of cancer. That doesn't mean tart cherry works against every known type of cancer, but it does mean that there's a pretty strong link between phytochemistry of tart cherries and fighting cancer, and that's a strong enough link to encourage us to encourage you to include tart cherry. But it gets even better than that. Tart cherry is loaded with proanthocyanidins. And proanthocyanidins, and I'm going to test Amy here, what is it that's so amazing about proanthocyanidins? Those are like the things we find in blueberries. Yes, keep going.
Anti-inflammatory?
Absolutely. Some of the most powerful anti-inflammatory compounds that exist in the entire food kingdom are found in tart cherries and blueberries. And so, obviously, let's see, enlarged prostate.
Enlarged, inflamed, exactly.
Correct. So these anti-inflammatory, it's like it's going to work together with the men's defense as an astringent to make those muscles contract, and that's extremely important to tighten up that nerve bundle, get those fatty deposits out from in between those important nerves, and that's why Amy and I feel so strongly about tart cherry.
Awesome. Well, let's recap the kind of the nutritional supplements one more time because we went through it kind of quickly. We have 20 grams of chlorella per day. That comes either in tablet or capsule, tablet or powder format. We talked about doing four shakes of 2 tablespoons rice bran solubles, 2 tablespoons organic kamut blend, and 1 tablespoon of carrot per day. We talked about be energetic, that double the label recommendation if you're in a fight. Here you can incorporate the white American ginseng extract. Men's Defense is a product that you should be taking approximately double the label copy. If you're battling this, the label copy is fine if you're in a preventative mode. In fact, a label copy is fine on all of these products if you're in a preventative mode. The Flax Advantage, 1/2 cup of the whole flax seeds a day ground into powder. Double the label copy, which is 6 capsules of Sea from Nature. And the label copy of tart cherry or the Apothe cherry mixed with aloe vera prior to bedtime. So that, in a nutshell, is the nutritional supplementation regimen and the foods that we talked about tonight was just incorporating the fresh goat's milk 3 to 4 times a day into the diet. And, of course, a plant-based diet, a low-fat diet, is something that we always recommend.
Yeah, you've got to keep the sugars,
the caffeine,
and you've got to keep the saturated fats out of your diet. And I'm so glad that you stopped to mention that. And what about exercise, Amy? What do you recommend for...
Exercise is very important because exercise also helps cleanse and purge the lymph system. It gets things flowing. So exercise is very important, and it's recommended, 3 to 5 times, 30 minutes of some type of vigorous exercise to get your heart beating, 3 to 5 times a week for 30 minutes.
I thought that was 7 times a week.
Oh, I guess if you want to count that as your exercise, we could kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Exactly.
If you will.
So bad. You're absolutely right, Amy. And, by tightening up your musculature and by increasing your circulation, and isn't that one of the primary benefits of exercise anyway?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're really going to benefit the prostate region. I mean, obviously, you're going to have tighter muscles in your abdomen region, you're going to have more circulation, more blood flow. I think that exercise is much overlooked in the whole battle against prostate cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it is a very, very important focus. And basically, we just want to remind everyone, that there's little known about prostate cancer compared to other forms of cancer. Basically, the consensus is aging. There's no specific cause. And so it is so important that all men take steps to support your body's natural defense against this condition early on in life. Don't wait till you're 50. Start this, if you're fortunate enough to have grown up in a home where your mom taught about nutrition and things like that, that's wonderful. But start now. It doesn't matter how old you are, but start now. And if you have children, start now for them, for your teenagers and your 20-year-olds. Start now. It's never too early to start, but again, it's never too late to start. So just the thing is start now. And just as Hippocrates said, patience heal thyself, and let food be your medicine. That's what we are all about here. Using the tools that God and Mother Nature gave us to heal ourselves.
I couldn't have put it any better. I think that is exactly what I would have said. And the cool part is, Ames, is that when you look at the chlorella, it's also going to chelate heavy metals, and it's going to, it's not only going to detoxify your body by chelating heavy metals and regulate the cell growth, it happens to be one of nature's highest nutrient sources. It has carotenoids and vitamin E and vitamin C and all types of other really high-quality vegetarian proteins. You know, when you look at the other ingredients like nettle and pygium, those lower cholesterol. I mean, that's a good thing. When you look at, you know, the recharging of the adrenal glands, it doesn't matter whether you have cancer or not. Everybody
needs that, exactly.
In the stressed-out world we're in, are you kidding me?
And I was just thinking here, you know, the shake is going to stabilize blood glucose levels. It's going to give you energy. So you're not just, with these supplements that we're recommending here, you're not just working on your prostate region. This is definitely beneficial for the entire body and all the systems in the body.
And wait till you see your skin after taking chlorella and greens and carrot juice and American ginseng. I mean, your skin is just going to be glowing. So trust me, you've got these. I'm sitting here on the website, Amy, and I'm looking at the drugs that they recommend, and I'm looking at the side effects. Of the drugs. And I'm telling you, my goodness, no wonder people are scared to death.
Exactly. And what we can say the side effects of these foods that we are recommending is more energy, better blood sugar levels, beautiful skin. So I think those are all side effects that we definitely can live with, whereas the side effects of the other ones can be death.
Yeah, and I hope this doesn't sound bad, but I don't want to wear a diaper.
No.
I mean, no, seriously, like they say that diarrhea and incontinence are the two major side effects of these drugs. My goodness. I mean, give me an enlarged prostate, please, and my pride.
Yeah, I know. So,
and I don't mean to make fun of it. There's people out there who this is a real and serious issue for. What I want to do is let you know that if there's a joyful and healthful alternative to the misery of these drugs, please give your body a chance first. I mean, the watchful waiting is already recommended by doctors. Watchful wait and take a couple of punches at this thing, you know?
Exactly. We are running a little bit short on time, and I know we probably wanted to get a couple of questions. Did you have anything that you wanted to wrap up in summary, Dave?
Well, I just love the way that you keep reminding people that this is not just a men's issue. I mean, every woman out there has a son, a husband, a father, or a brother. They have people who they care about. And, I mean, when you know that this affects more people, 90% of men, than any other condition, it's pretty hard to ignore. And you've done a really good job of not just framing this as a men's issue. So congratulations on that, and I think putting together some really awesome information.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And let me just remind everybody quickly before we open up the line, if you find this information useful and helpful and want to pass it along, it'll be available on the replay line starting tomorrow by calling 212-461-8911. Also, it will be posted at www.phporder.com under the education section. And if we have your email address on file, we'll email you out a web link. So you can just click on that right on your computer, or you could forward that right along to a friend or loved one. If you're not getting our emails, give us a call, and we will make sure that we get your current email address on file. So also, I wanted to let everyone know before we open it up for questions that next week we are going to be talking about another one of our favorite products, which is the Master Amino Acid Pattern. So everybody tune back in next Wednesday, same time, same place, to be talking about our favorite protein product called the Master Amino. Let me go ahead and open it up for questions, and we have just about 3 to 5 minutes for questions. Okay, any questions out there tonight?
Amy, this is Joseph.
Hi, Joseph.
I just have a comment. How are you doing?
Great. Yeah.
It's just the comment. It's refreshing to know why I won't get any prostate cancer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, well, great. Thank you.
Amy.
Hi.
This is a completely different question altogether. We have a newborn in the family, and my question was, naturopath, pediatrician, where can one get that, and what do you suggest?
Wow, I know there's maybe some websites.
Okay.
I don't That I do not have an answer for specifically. Oh. I apologize, but I would recommend searching online, and
okay.
then I would get references before I would take my newborn to anyone. You know,
yeah.
check it out and see how other people feel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, get your look for holistic midwives,
okay.
and also look for naturopathic colleges in your area that are state approved.
Naturopathic who?
So look for naturopathic colleges in your state,
okay.
and then call them
right.
and ask, you know, like who might be in your area practicing. They
mm-hmm.
could possibly help you. And if you think that might help.
Oh, that's a great idea. And the midwives is a great resource. Thanks for thinking of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions tonight? Okay. Wait.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, David. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Okay. Got a question. On your crack Corella,
okay.
Do you the? It says 3 grams per serving. Is that with the teaspoon or is that with a tablespoon?
I believe
3 grams. Could you? I didn't hear the question.
It says on the back of the crack Corella when they tell you it says serving size 3 grams, amount per serving.
I think that's going to be a teaspoon. I'm positive that's a teaspoon.
Yeah, because it says here, it says for the instructions, it says mix 1 rounded teaspoon with 8 ounces of water.
Yeah.
Or add vegetable juice. So what I was asking, was the 3 grams considered a teaspoon?
Yes, yes. Exactly, because it's about 10 grams per tablespoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out if you were suggesting the 20 grams for protecting the prostate or if you had an issue, because you can take less. But I have
correct.
The I have the crack Corella in the powder, and so I'm just trying to figure out how to actually use that medicinally, just to keep myself you know, free and clear.
Exactly. So yeah, that is per rounded. The 3 grams is per rounded teaspoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and should what I'm curious about too, David, can you mix these? Because I know they're pretty heavy, like the spirulina. I got the powdered spirulina, and I got the powdered barley and the powdered crack Corella. And I even got the more greens. Now, I know it's mixed there, you know, because it has a bunch of, but can you mix the others?
You by the others, yes, you could definitely mix all of the green powders.
Oh, okay.
And we have no problem with that.
Okay, because the good, and even when you say mix the rice and the kamut, to me the kamut tastes fine by itself.
Well, you're not necessarily doing it for taste. It's just you know, for nutritional functionality with the rice bran solubles. Because I love the kamut all by itself, but the rice bran solubles you know, provides the vitamin E, the tocotrienols, and other, you know, cofactors like that.
Okay. All right. Well, that was the reason why you were saying that, because I was wondering why David had said it. I thought it was just to kind of give it, you know, a little bit of a taste if you didn't really like the greens or something.
No, just to make it more rounded nutritionally. And I was wondering if we had anyone else with any questions, and I appreciate all of yours for sure, but I just wanted to give someone else a chance.
Any other questions out there tonight? Okay, well, we've kind of gone a little bit over on the time, but it doesn't sound like we have any other questions or comments. So, again, I'd like to thank you, Dave, for being on the line with us and all that awesome information. We truly value your depth of knowledge, so thank you. Thank you very much for being on the line, and thank you, everyone, for taking time out of your busy schedules. We know that around the country we've got beautiful weather, and there's a lot of springtime and summertime activities going on, so thank you, everyone, for taking time out to join us, and as well as the people that are going to call in on the replay line later. Thank you very much, and please check out phporder.com. You can place any orders online. You can also access a lot of educational information if you want to read more in depth or look at the product labels of the Be Energetic or the Men's Defense or any of the other products we talked about tonight. All that information is available online at www.phporder.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you also, Amy. It's been a great call. I hope that everyone will use it and recommend it. And until next Wednesday, thank you all for having joined us this evening.